like show business. I'm John DeSandro.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is his movie time.
It is indeed.
I hope enough is enough. Four Toy Stories? You can't be serious.
It is Toy Story 4. And I think, you know, a lot of people feel the same way because Toy Story 3 closed that arc so beautifully that all of us were like, okay, let's just not even touch this. It made $1 billion. And they were like, you know what? I think we're still interested in what Woody has to say.
Well, was that when Woody was forsaken? Andy went off to college?
He did. He went to college and he gave the whole box of toys to a little girl named Bonnie. The whole audience bawled, myself included. I mean, Toy Story 3 was just a masterpiece. There were multiple times in that movie where I was just sobbing in the theater. It is hard then to allow yourself to revisit something that perfect.
Yes.
Toy Story 4 is a ton of fun.
It doesn't compromise the franchise at all.
I'm not sure I would put it at the same level as 3 because it doesn't, I think, pack the same emotional wallop. There are more laugh out loud moments in Toy Story 4 than in the other 3 combined. It's hysterical.
I've already committed myself to going back again, and I never do that.
Nice.
There's always a new movie to see, but I say, I missed so many good lines, or that they toss them off so well.
They do. It was so smart. It was just delightful. And what I think is interesting about it, too, is that while it does have a lot more outright jokes, just laugh out loud moments, the story itself is, I think, surprisingly heady, because it's basically existential angst. Right? Existential
sure.
dread. Woody just doesn't know his purpose.
Woody is just the perfect example.
He is.
He's a toy Jean-Paul Sartre. This guy is constantly worried about his place in the world.
He is.
He's worried about everybody else.
Yep. And then they introduce the new toy, Bonnie's favorite toy, Forky, which is a spork that she pasted some googly eyes and a pipe cleaner onto, and now it's her favorite toy.
Do you think these people sit around smoking something? Because that is too brilliant.
He's the perfect counterpoint to Woody because he cannot figure out why he's not trash. He's supposed to be trash. He wants to be trash. Woody just keeps trying to drag him back out of the trash can. But that's the other thing that's funny is that so he's also very whopper-jawed in terms of what his purpose is. And that's really what drives the film.
Hope, one of the more poignant parts of this for me, Woody at some point has to face that he doesn't have the same role anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think best exemplified by his star.
Yeah.
Just such a small thing on a toy. But changing that star from him to somebody else, for instance, this is very difficult for Woody. I love the humanity of that.
Yes. Yeah, which is ironic, obviously, since we're talking about a bunch of toys. But that's really, I think that's what the whole franchise does so well.
Yes, yes.
The voice talent in this has always been spectacular. And they add some great new voices. Key and Peele are both in it, and they're hysterical.
They are great.
Tom Hanks, from the very first one, which is 24 years ago, he's proven that you can take an animated character and just do voice work and create one of the most memorable characters in film.
I sat there listening to the nuances of his voice, and I couldn't even capture the brilliance of it. Talent is enormous.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah. And Tim Allen is no slouch either.
I know. And it's so much subtlety to this movie. It's just so magnificent and generous for the creative talent here for what is essentially a children's movie. It's as good as any film you're going to see this year. And I don't mean any other animated film. I mean any movie that comes out this year.
The maturity of this film is such that it actually makes Titanic pale. That is, I'm thinking of the two of them on the top at the carnival and kind of saying goodbye to everybody, and which is so sad. And I'm thinking then of the two on the prow of the ship, but that how inevitable it is that their love should have a certain fruition.
Yes.
You know,
and of course, you're talking about Bo Peep. He stumbles across Bo Peep, who'd been given away years ago, right? And she's now emancipated. He thinks, oh no, she's a lost toy. No, she's not. She's chosen this life. And it's a really interesting, refreshing, I think, direction to take.
How they move these characters to the moment that you perfectly accept. They're just toys, but they're in love.
Right.
I think she's one of the great heroines of the year. Hope Madden, the film is Toy Story 4.
Mm.
What grade would you give it?
A+.
I'm giving one heck of a strong A.
Nice.
If you're an adult, go and bring a little tissue with
you. Yes, do it. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Read the full reviews online and listen to shows at WCBE.org.